Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And finally today, for our last 15 minutes, we want to get back to something that came up on yesterday's show, because in that discussion about the Ravitch Commission's proposal to help the MTA budget deficit by imposing tolls on those East River bridges, Andrea Bernstein, who was filling in, took a call from the actress and native Brooklynite, Rosie Perez. She took issue, did Rosie, with the Tri-State Transportation Campaign's executive director and Brooklyn resident Kate Slavin's support of the bridge tolls. Slavin was a guest. Here is a little bit of that clip from yesterday's show.
Majority of the burden is going to be placed on Brooklynites. It's not fair. And all these trendy people that have moved to Brooklyn say, oh, well, I take the train. Well, I take the train. A lot of people don't take the train, and a lot of people do not live in the downtown area where a train ride is only going to be 20 minutes.
You're making
minutes.
Assumptions about me that aren't I mean,
I'm not
it's like
an assumption.
Kate Slavin. Kate Slavin.
I've lived in Brooklyn 10 years.
That's not a lot of time. I lived in Brooklyn all my life.
Okay, that's fine. That's
and there's
great,
people live in Brooklyn who are 80 years old.
Okay, all right. I live in Brooklyn, too.
Andrea, I feel for you. I've been in positions like that. Rosie Perez calling in with the guest, Kate Slavin, and they were getting into it there with, I've lived in Brooklyn for 10 years. Oh, yeah, I've lived there all my life. So what makes you a real Brooklynite, Brooklynites? Rosie is suggesting that living there 10 years maybe doesn't cut it. What do you think? Lisa in Sunset Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, what's up? How's everyone doing?
All right. What makes you a real Brooklynite?
Well, you know, when you don't have a token, you don't have train fare to get you from one place, because it's just, you know, you've experienced the hard times in New York. When you have to walk through Borough Park and then Flatbush and then to East New York, I mean, when you have to spend like half your day walking because you know it's either walking or getting a fine for jumping the train fare, that's what makes you a Brooklynite. And then when you dance at El Puente and you go through, you know, all the way down to Sheepshead Bay and you go to Manhattan Beach, you know, because that's what's local to you and that's the only place you can really go. When you have to stay in Brooklyn and then you come to learn and love Brooklyn, that's what makes you a Brooklynite. When you go through the struggles, the highs and the lows of Brooklyn. And Rosie Perez, she is a real Brooklynite. I give it up to her.
Lisa, thank you. It's going to be hard to top Lisa. We had that last hour, too, right? The first caller on what to rename Citi Field came up with Debits Field. I don't think anybody topped that. It's going to be hard to top Lisa. Roger in Greenpoint, what makes you a real Brooklynite?
Well, I can't really say I'm a real Brooklynite. I've lived here for 24 years, but I only have to walk a block away to the Capri Club, the local social club, to find out that I'll never be a real Brooklynite. You have to be born here.
I love the voices. We could just put you and Lisa on together, and we'd have a new afternoon show.
I'm sure she was born in Brooklyn. You have to be born here. It's like England and cricket. Americans will never learn how to play that game because they weren't born to it. And it's the same with Brooklyn. I think you have to be born here. It doesn't matter how many years I'm here. I'll never be a real Brooklynite. I give it over to the people who are born here. They're the real ones.
All right, Roger. Thanks a lot. Mike on Avenue U. Hi, Mike. You're on WNYC.
I'm a real Brooklynite. Born in Brownsville, moved to Canarsie, got married. I'm living in Flatbush, okay? 53 years here. Not these half a million people who came from wherever they came from, the sticks, okay? Living in Brooklyn Heights, Carroll Gardens over there, Montague Street. They're not Brooklynites, okay?
The real sticks, they're coming these days. They're coming
here
from the sticks of China and the
they're
sticks of
the
Trinidad.
Sticks,
and
that's right. They're coming from the sticks, okay? They want to make it here, okay? There are 3 million people, 4 million people that live in Brooklyn, okay, and 200,000, 300,000, depending upon the subways over there, okay. When I wanted to go to Manhattan from Canarsie, I had to take two buses and a subway to get into Manhattan when I was 15, 16 years old, okay? Now I have a car. I want to go where I want to go, okay? Take me 20, 30 minutes to get into over there. I pay the real estate taxes for my business. I pay real estate taxes for my house, okay? I support paying taxes, okay? But don't tell me, okay, that I can't take my car over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay. Mike, thank you very much. Mike from Avenue U, a real Brooklynite. Smadar in Carroll Gardens, did I say your name right?
Yes, you did. How are you?
Hi. What makes you a real Brooklynite?
I'm from Israel originally, but I moved to Brooklyn 4 years ago, and I'm a singer. And I think the culture, the mixed cultures, the historical the history of the place, and the mix, and just the exploration that happens while I moved there. And I found so many interesting things that I was so attracted to the place that I couldn't find in Manhattan. There's some coziness and neighborhoody people, and just it's just a really, really beautiful place to explore.
So what did you think about your fellow immigrant from Britain there a few callers ago who said, well, you can never immigrate to Brooklyn and be a real Brooklynite?
Well, I would say that you feel at home when you feel comfortable, when you in yourself feel comfortable. And when I came to Brooklyn and lived in Carroll Gardens and settled there, I realized how beautiful and how people are so much more ease to each other. There's like more, I don't know, there's just a beautiful relationship in the neighborhoods. And I know I'm not a real Brooklynite. I'm from Israel. I came here. But Manhattan is great, but Brooklyn to me is a beautiful place.
If love for the borough makes people a real Brooklynite, then you are a real Brooklynite. Thank you for calling. Neil in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Neil.
Hello, Brian. I came to Brooklyn from the Upper West Side about 20 years ago, and I think what makes me a real Brooklynite is, and many other people, is getting very involved in the life of Brooklyn, in the music, art, culture, and going throughout Brooklyn. I know maybe more about this than other people because I publish a newsletter, Arts and Culture in Brooklyn, that may be a comprehensive guide to what's happening in Brooklyn, but also...
You know there are people right now already...
Mm-hmm.
In Mill Basin and on Avenue U thinking, oh, my God, this kind of guy.
Right, but I also am out there, and I don't reach everyone. And I am out there on foot and by bicycle in Bed-Stuy, in Flatlands, in places, the Wyckoff Garden House, Farmhouse. And not all of those people are part of what might be called cool or hipster Brooklyn, but all of us are, in fact, people of Brooklyn who love this place, and it is a unique vision of different types of people coming together.
Neil, I'm going to leave it there and get some other voices on. Thank you very much. From our webpage, Catherine writes, I lived in Brooklyn for only 3 months, but I lived on the G line. That instantly made me a real Brooklynite. I regularly waited 45 to 90 minutes for a train. A friend visited from Oklahoma and commented, I thought I was isolated in Oklahoma, but it really sucks living on the G line. Saul in Queens is going to claim he's a real Brooklynite. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
So?
I'm kind of resentful of these parochial attitudes as a New Yorker. I'm an accessoride driver. My route takes me through all of Brooklyn every day. I drive from top to bottom, east to west. Brooklyn every day. That makes me a real Brooklyn and a New Yorker.
Picking up people who need the ride, who are disabled.
Elderly and the disabled.
Yeah. And so what do you learn about Brooklyn as you drive around doing accessoride?
Which streets to avoid, the streets to take, streets to avoid. I love the old church buildings and the views of Manhattan, actually, and the Brooklyn churches, the borough of the spires.
You live in Queens. What makes it different from Queens?
More urban, actually. Well, it depends on what part.
Uh-huh.
Now, I lived in every borough except Brooklyn.
Wow. And you work in Brooklyn. Saul, thank you very much. Saul, a real Brooklynite by profession, known the streets, driving accessoride. Peter writes, I'm still bitter about the Dodgers. That makes me a real Brooklynite. Well, it makes you an old Brooklynite. Michael in Greenwood Heights here on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. Now, okay, my family's lived in Brooklyn for 165 years. I was born here. I've lived here for all but like 9 or 10 of my 47 years. But that's not what it takes. It really just takes an understanding and a love of the place. You know, this business about people from Park Slope and Brooklyn Heights are not Brooklynites. I've lived and worked in both of those neighborhoods for many years, and they really are, or a great many of them are. Now, you get a lot of them who are Midwest and Manhattan refugees who just don't know the place. They live there because it's fashionable. But I got to tell you, there are some real Brooklyn roots in those neighborhoods.
Michael, thank you very much. And I think the last word is going to go to this commenter on a webpage who writes, perhaps it is the act of telling other people that they are not Brooklynites that makes one a Brooklynite. But I think our first caller, Lisa from Sunset Park, still wins, don't you? Anyway, thanks to everybody who called and wrote in to say what makes you a real Brooklynite. Nuala McGovern produced this program with Lisa Allison, Jody Avergon, who else? Michael Bernstein, Paige Cowett, and Eileen Markey on different days this week. That's Mrs. Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Have a great weekend. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.